Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's start off our Monday morning The Drive show with a prayer. How about that? You know, just so you know, before I get into this, when I come on in the mornings, I ask God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to play? What flavor do you want out there for the morning drive? And he tells me. And that's how the show is set up. It's not a definite plan. I talk to him first, as well as I should. And I think, in my opinion, that others should follow suit. Talk to God and see what he wants you to do. Because after all, at the end of the day, you're following him. My Father, I come to you in the precious name of Jesus just to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to see another Monday morning. I had some disappointments last week, but I'm still here to make corrections. And being led by you, being guided with your everlasting love and understanding, I'm still here. I want to be better. I want to do better. And I want to see better. So allow us to get through this week. Allow us to notice your input in our lives. I know that if we follow you, we'll make it all the way through. In the precious name of Jesus. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. We're going to be with you for a moment. And we're going to have a good time. If you want to call into the station, you can reach us at 240-522-4257. And if you want us to play some music for you, we'll do that for you too. KingScottRadioTV.com. In Jesus' name, amen. You all hang with me for a minute. Come on, come on, come on.
Got me in the progress. I used to be a thug.
It's Monday. Let's go.
I love to do my thing. taking drugs, all right? You good.
Never standing online, you wanna try me? body marching up like the subway in Harlem. Call them, please, F baby, please say the baby. If you don't see me on the block, I ain't trying to hide. I blend in with the hood, I'm camouflaged. Bandana tied, so mommy drawing my truth. Last time she hear my name, she said,
I like them toys over there, they look strong.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna chop it up for a minute. You know, I hope your football team won yesterday, where most of the games are played. We do have Monday Night Football coming up, and the Washington Commanders went out there and did their thing. That's team I'm supporting. I often say that I am a football fan. I just like watching football. And for me, that's enjoyable on a Sunday after you've done your church thing. For me, after I've done my church thing, I am kind of relaxing and trying to get into my football day and just relax and regroup, because I know Monday is coming. And here we are. It's Monday. Now, we're going to be changing this format next week. I think we're going to do a motivational Monday. This week we are just kind of playing some good music that we all can relate to in some form or fashion. And we're just here to have fun and do the right thing and have positive radio for our listeners. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back into some music. You've seen what we've played thus far. Some of us are at work now, and some of us are still on our way. I think we're going to do a little bit of a jazz thing coming up. We've done our hip-hop. We've done our super bad move. Now we're going to kind of break it down a little bit and get into a little jazz for the rest of the day and play it out. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Mondays can always be kind of hectic because you're trying to get back into that frame, and you know you got a longer week ahead. So that's what we're going to do to try to support you. KingScottRadioTV.com. I am DJ Dove, and we're here to play the sound for the pound. Amen.
The wind is filled with songs, songs. which one is mine? One must be right for me. What if some of our songs, when there's a song for every star, and there are oh so many stars, so many stars, along the countless days, the endless nights that I have searched, so many eyes, so many hearts, so many smiles. Which one to choose? Which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of all, so many stars, so many stars.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to evolve here at KingScottRadioTV.com, we are going to be doing some different things. We are starting to grow again. I'm happy to say that we were at 1.6 million listeners. Now we're at 1.8, so we're getting there. But we want to throw some other things into our formats, and this is one that we're going to do.
I should say hello, but from the expression on your face, I think I'll say goodbye.
Browns. They head to the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., to take on the Commanders, who have the most accurate quarterback so far this season in rookie Jaden Daniels. Y'all might think I'm crazy. I think he's a candidate for league MVP. I really mean that. I think he's a candidate for league MVP. Now, it ain't going to last. Rookie's not getting that award. We understand that. We see the way Josh Allen's been playing. We see the way Brock Purdy has been playing. We see the way Baker Mayfield and Kirk Cousins played last night. We've seen a few things. But Jaden Daniels completed 82% of his passes. Jaden Daniels last week completed 91% of his passes. The brother is balling. He's running with the football effectively. He's throwing the football effectively. He's picking up on the offense in the National Football League effectively, courtesy of Cliff Kingsbury, former head coach in Arizona, who's now offensive coordinator in the nation's capital, who's really doing a hell of a job. We got to give credit where credit is due.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, we often listen to our superstar talents, people like a Luther Vandross and a James Brown, a Beyonce, And sometimes we forget that they're human just like us. This is why the Bible says put no person on a pedestal, because we all fall short. Let's examine Luther Vandross. He actually lived a very lonely life. Sometimes when you are that gifted, you're that talented, your trust senses are not harmonized, because you wonder why people are hanging with you. Is it because of your fame? Is it because of your wealth? What is it? It's something. In Phyllis Hyman's story, she committed suicide, as talented as she was. And I'm just suggesting to you that you are a superstar too. You are a big deal. Maybe not all over the world like some, but in your world, you matter. And I don't want people to ever forget their talents, their dreams, their ambitions. You can help people with their dreams and their goals, but never ever forget your own. Live your dreams. Do your thing, because you're here for a reason. You're here to add to the fabric of life. And God has you here to be focused on what His plans are for you. We all have Him to look up to. So when we stop worshiping each other, you get some of the pastors and they want to be adored by their church members. You get presidents of companies, and because they are so successful looking, you want their accolades. Well, you have your own, and go after your own. Make sure that you follow your dreams. I can never give that advice more, because we forget that we have talents. It may not be as good as someone else's, but you have talents. Exploit them, use them, grow with them, and you too are appreciated. And here at KingScottRadioTV.com, this is where my dreams are. You will find them all neatly packed up in this studio. This is what I dreamed of. And others may not like it. That's fine with me. I like it. It's what I worked for, and God has led the way. KingScottRadioTV.com. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a little bit more time on the air this morning for the morning drive. This is the Monday morning drive. Next week, this format will be different because we're going to use it as a motivational Monday. And as we go through the work week, we're going to do some different things. So, you know, I'm on this platform for a reason, and I want to make my voice heard. So I'm going to talk about a few things. I want to specifically talk about Facebook. A lot of people are into social media. Our kids, our young teenagers, our young adults. And I want to express to you from a vantage point. You see, I'm an older kind of guy. And I want you to know that some of the things that I'm looking at, it's just not appropriate. Now, that's my opinion. But I want you to refocus some things. And I'm talking to everyone at this point. You meet people on Facebook. Sometimes you meet a friend, someone that you can bond with, things like that. And I'm noticing a trend that's probably already been there. You meet people and all of a sudden they want something from you, mainly your money. And I'm speaking to the ladies, but men are just as guilty. You know, you meet a sister on Facebook and you haven't known her for less than 24 hours and she's asking you for hundreds of dollars. Now, I know some of you are saying, oh, that's just you. You're just being naive. Well, that problem needs to cure itself. Ladies, stop getting on Facebook begging for money. Because someone can possibly get hurt. You don't know who you're dealing with when you start attempting to take advantage of people. I know with my Facebook page, some things will come up on my page, and I'm like, I didn't put that there. How did that get there? And you can get yourself in trouble, but it is a platform that I market this studio on, this radio station on. You can go to it right now and you'll see KingScottRadioTV.com. You'll see Kevin T. Scott. And, you know, I get some of the what appears to me to be strange people asking for things. This one young lady, there's like a scam. They want you to help them get their phone fixed so that they can talk to you. And then they'll go as far as sending you a photograph of their phone. Won't send you the phone number, but will send you a photograph of the phone, and the phone looked like they trying to eat it. And yet they, well, you know, I want you to help me with this. If you can send me $250, and they'll tell you whatever you want to hear. You know, grow up. Get out there and get a job and work for what your ambitions are. Because you're going to run into someone, and if they fall into that trap, that scam, that get over, so many different ways of putting it, they'll find you and they'll hurt you. And I'm giving you this sound advice so you'll know. You play with people's emotions. You play with people's inner feelings. And you can get yourself seriously injured. In this world, people can find where you are. And if they find where you are, and you've taken something from them, they're going to come after you. I see photographs of women with their legs up in the air showing their private parts. Now, you have a right to do whatever you want to do. But some of this stuff, if your mama didn't tell you and your daddy didn't tell you, you can get yourself hurt. And you wonder why that person did this to you. You didn't do nothing. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And we're just passing on that advice to the public because somebody has to say something. If that somebody is me, then so be it. They may come after me. I mean, I've been accused of things that I had nothing to do with, but when people are hating on you, this stuff happens. You trying to do this or you trying to do that, or they set traps for you, or they're following you to try to find something wrong with you. I mean, it's a waste of time, but people do that. And I'm here to let you know that if you don't know, that be careful of what you do. Be careful as to how you treat people. Because you run into the wrong kind of bird, and that bird will come and peck you in the head. Do you feel me? KingScottRadioTV.com.
always head in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so
that's our Monday morning drive. Boy, we had a good time. I hope you had a chance to smile, feel, laugh, and remember, KingScottRadioTV.com is committed to radio. We're going to get into some other things as we continue to grow. We're going to start our video and TV side of the station. That's been a dream of mine and I'm trying to fulfill it. I want to give a shout out to Darren and his family because he keeps things going around here. When I have technical questions as to how to do different things, He always seems to come through for me, and I want him to know that I appreciate his friendship. I appreciate his wife allowing me to borrow him every so often. They have some wonderful kids that are just simply adorable. And they come by the studio from time to time. We're going to do some things with them. And when I say some things with them, I'm talking about coloring books and things like that. So when they come here and Dad is helping me with something, they have something to do. We always must take care of the children and take care of our senior citizens. Those are the two vulnerable people here on this earth, and God mandates that. I am DJ Dove, and we kind of swooped in and did some different things today, and like I said, we're going to continue to evolve and allow God to use us for his will. And for those of all who support King Scott Radio TV, I want to send a thank you out to you all. And for those who will be joining us, we're looking forward to having you. KingScottRadioTV.com. DJ Dove, if you want to reach the station, you can always give us a call at 240-522-4257. If we ever get to interview you or get you on into the studio line, we have a very good phone system and we can broadcast all over the world. So that's just to let you know, but we do definitely want to hear from you. KingScottRadioTV.com.